3-1-2-3-1-2. This Patterson, this place letter is 2 Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, Group Health Claims, Post Office Box 6025, Newark, N-E-W-A-R-K-D-E, Newark, Delaware, Newark, D-E, 19714-6025. Attention, Ms. Alice, S-C-H-A-L-L-E-S, and Mrs. Alice, Ms. Alice, S-C-H-A-L-L-E-S, Senior Approver, Group Health Claims, in regard to Group Number 24776, Clement Edward Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Identification number 246-38-4707, period. Dependent Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. Dates of service 1/13/1/19/22/24. Total claim 172.50. Reference number 00316202294. Well, I send dear Miss Shell, S-H-A-L-L-E-S, in answer to your letter of April 2nd, 1990, in which you requested a patient history and physical findings covering office visits on 119, 22, and 224, Mrs. Ryan, who has been constantly under my care for the last 14 or 15 years, came in complaining of shortness of breath, wheezing, and O-R-T-H-O-P-N-E-A, and O-R-T-H-O-P-N-E-A. Inasmuch as she suffers from chronic asthma, period, I continued my treatment with Depomedrol 40 milligrams intramuscularly, Theophylline, T-H-E-O-P-H-Y-L-L-I-N-E, 300 milligrams be taken morning and night, and leave a little dash there about, for about enough space for about 3 words, 1 teaspoonful every 4 hours, period. Ms. Ryan returned from my office on 1/19/90, complaining of flu-like symptoms, period. The temperature was 99 degrees. She complained of the soreness of her chest because of prolonged and frequent coughing spells. Because of soreness of her chest, I gave her an intramuscular injection of sodium thiosulfate and prescribed prednisone to be taken 3 times a day after meals, period. She returned on 2/2/90 and advised that she generally felt better. However, she did complain of persistent cough, C-O-U-G-H, with thick green sputum, period. Her temperature was 996. Her blood pressure was 170/110. I gave her genetic Serapis along with Elixophylline tablets, 300 milligrams to be taken twice a day, 36 kPa tablets, genetic for RNA to be taken at bedtime, and 36 oxytetracycline capsules to be taken 4 times a day, along with LUFFLYN. 4 ounces to be taken every 4 hours, period. She returned on 2/24/90. She was feeling much better. However, she still complained of dyspnea at times, period. Her blood pressure was 150/80. I had to continue taking the Serapis generic along with QUIBRON and Theophylline. 300 milligram BID. She was given TRIMINE trimine tablets relief of her asthmatic, for relief of her symptoms relative to sinusitis, period. She returned to my office on 3/24/90, at which time her blood pressure was 170/100. I prescribed Serapis on that day, prescribed 60 tablets HYSOPHEM, along with Allothen for constipation, and glycerol T for her productive cough, period. I am in closing here with the information concerning this patient that I submitted on July 7, 1989, and on January 10, 1990, period. As stated in my communication as of January 10, 1990, I consider Ms. Ryan's condition as chronic and my prognosis for further treatment for as long as she lives. I do hope that this information may be of service to you, yours truly, Mr. D. Quickness, M.D. In person, I'm going to need an envelope for this letter. PNEA, I repeated my injection of Depomedrol, which relieved the asthmatic symptoms in about 10 minutes. I gave more RNA tablets for a front headache and low blood pressure tablets. She complained of extreme nervousness. I gave her 60 tablets, Hysophil, H-Y-S-O-P-H-E-L, the generic equivalent of Donatel, period. The next visit to me was on 8/8/89, at which time she complained of severe dyspnea on exertion at rest, along with a productive cough, period. She stated that she had been unable to sleep for 3 days. I repeated my Depomedrol. She complained of extreme nervousness and, quote, severe gas pains, unquote. I prescribed the Hysophen tablets, H-Y-S-O-P-H-E-N tablets, generic equivalent of Donatel, period. The next visit was on 8/29/89, at which time she stated that the facial headache and dyspnea had, were improved. Blood pressure at that time was 170/110, period. She still complained of a productive cough with yellow sputum, S-P-U-T-U-M. To me, that indicated tracheobronchitis. I prescribed oxytetracycline capsule, the equivalent of terbinafine, period. As her joint pains, she noted some improvements. However, I had her to continue taking the ibuprofen 600 milligram 1 BID, period. On 9/12/89, she came in complaining of a severe asthma attack. I gave her Depomedrol intramuscularly along with elixophilin to be taken at bedtime. Her blood pressure was 140/90. I continued the treatment with the HRH, the tablet, generic tablet, equivalent to Serapis, period. She was next seen by me on 10/16/89, at which time her blood pressure was 170/90. However, after a period of 30 minutes rest, blood pressure had come down to 150/86, period. She did not complain of dyspnea at this time. However, I repeated my elixophilin and gave her an antispasmodic to take care of the gas pain that she complained of, period. Mrs. Ryan is still under my care. However, I consider her condition chronic